There's been a lot of controversy recently where parents have stood up to some of the curriculum that is being taught in different school boards around the country, and in some cases, in fact, some of the parents have even been labeled, mislabeled really, as quote-unquote domestic terrorists. We're going to talk right now with Nicole Hunt, who is a mama bear. She's going to talk about the parents standing up for what's right and not allowing or continuing to allow bad stuff going on in our schools. I'm Jerry Newcomb. This is Vocal Point. And Nicole, it's great to have you on the program, and thank you so much for joining us.
Jerry, thanks so much for having me.
Now, are you affiliated with the Focus on the Family group, or is your group a part of that?
Yes, we are. So the Daily Citizen is a news publication addressing all of the news of the day from a Christian worldview, giving a Christian framework of how to understand what's happening and how we can engage as parents and as grandparents and as Christians.
Okay. And go ahead and give us an overview. What's happening in America today? And by the way, as far as education, and I would think that in some ways, this might well be one of the good things to come out of the whole COVID pandemic, is that parents have, you know, started to wake up to what's going on in the schools. They've been going on in the schools for a while, but now the parents are waking up.
That's right. You know, I think this is called the Mama Bear Movement. And really what we're seeing is a diverse group of women motivated to protect their children from an aggressive, progressive agenda being pushed by special interest groups. And as you mentioned, I think a lot of parents, moms in particular, because we're home with the kids, saw this start to leak out of the schools when the kids were sent home in March of 2020. Moms started asking questions about their curriculum. They reviewed school library books, and they listened to what was being discussed in the children's classrooms as they sat at the kitchen table doing their class over Zoom. And the more that they heard, they became frustrated. Special interest groups were pushing agendas in the classroom that, quite honestly, were not in the best interest of children. We heard racist curriculum being taught in the name of racial reconciliation. We heard teaching that was explicitly, abusively sexual being taught in the name of sexual tolerance. And a lot of these children, when they went back to school, their safety was jeopardized in the pursuit of affirming the transgender movement. So these moms just motivationally have this instinct that they needed to push back and they needed to stand up. We saw moms rally together, organize protests, speak at school board meetings, write op-eds. They refused to be silenced. And you're right. There were definitely groups out there that started to target these parents. We heard the National School Board Association ask the FBI to do an investigation into these parents and start taking action against parents who were unruly at school boards. But the truth is even when they were labeled domestic terrorists, it inspired more moms to get involved. And what we saw was a truly organic movement of mothers, very fearless to speak out and step up for their children.
Okay, give some examples, and let's take the situation of, let's say, historical revisionism, or, you know, teaching racism in the name of fighting racism, supposedly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of these parents, for example, when it came to teaching on race, there were a lot of schools who started to put down one particular race in order to lift another race, and these parents are like, well, why are we doing that? We're about lifting up all races together. This is about equality. It's not about equity, which, of course, the left is very famous for pushing. When we saw parents, there was a mom, the mom out of Loudoun County, who read a pornographic, almost child abusive book on sexual things that was in her high schooler's library. And the school board was so embarrassed by it all, they refused to even let her finish speaking because it was so demonstrably terrible. That was out of Loudoun County. And I think, you know, looking back to the election a few weeks ago, parents spoke up and they literally changed the political landscape of Virginia. And I think if you looked at the lower levels, you started to see that even in the local elections, school board elections, there was turnover. But in Virginia, you saw it at the highest level, at the governor's office.
Yeah, and what's interesting, too, going back to the thing about racism, is that some of the most vociferous opponents of critical race theory, which again purports to fight racism, but you know, it actually promotes a form of racism. Anyway, some of the most, you know, outspoken critics are blacks themselves, saying we don't want this.
Yeah, that's right. Condoleezza Rice had a really great interview on that recently, where she talked about there's no need to put down white children in order to lift black children up.
Wow, that's great. How about a comment on historical revisionism? Is that a part of it at all? And when I say that, for example, teaching about America, you know, America is certainly not perfect, but my goodness, if you just look at the southern border, you see people risking their lives to try to get here to come to America. There must be something that America's doing right, causing all these people wanting to come here from all around the world.
That's right. No, that's right. And I think that it is definitely an element about that as well, trying to rewrite history. When the truth is that the people who learn the most from history are the ones who don't forget the past, the good and the bad. And it's one of the things that makes America great, is that we're a country who has sinned, which is not good, but we're also a country who has tried to rectify those sinful pasts by having the right approach and doing the right things moving forward. And I think that honestly gives character to a country. And the truth is that every country in the whole world has done bad things, slavery being one that many have enslaved their own for all of history. And so it's something that we need to be mindful of so that we don't ever repeat it again. So it's best not to rewrite history so that you can have a better history moving forward.
It's interesting, the last year or so we've seen, I believe, more than 300 historical statues torn down. Columbus was the number one victim as far as pulling down statues, but there were statues even torn down of George Washington and even Abraham Lincoln, and it's just hard to believe. It began with Confederate statues, and I remember former President Trump said, hey, you know, it's not going to stop there. It's going to be other historical figures. A lot of people didn't believe him, but, you know, here we are. And as I say, more than 300 were torn down, and there's a disrespect of America in the past. And like you say, we need to learn from our history.
That's right. And when we're talking about school, the truth is that parents are ultimately responsible for the education of their children. And it's important for the educational professionals to understand that parents have a right to say what that looks like. And it doesn't stop at the four walls of the schoolhouse, period.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny. Terry McAuliffe, who was the Virginia gubernatorial candidate, he did not do himself any favors when he said something to the effect of, look, the parents shouldn't be telling the schools what the schools are supposed to teach.
Yep. Yep, he paid a very high price for that on election night.
Yeah, no, I think that's very true. Okay, how did you personally get involved in this, and why?
I'm a mom. Yeah, I'm a mom to four kids myself, all that elementary to middle school age. And, you know, it's as moms and fathers, it is so important right now that we stand up to protect our children, because these special interests, they do have their sights set on our kids. And a lot of this has to do with the fact that they're trying to indoctrinate their version of truth to children, because they would like the next generation to have their cultural beliefs and worldview. So as Christians, it is our calling to train up our children in the way they should go, so that when they are old, they will not depart from it, from Proverbs 22:6. It's our biblical calling as parents to protect our kids and to lead them in the direction they should go. And there's nothing more motivational or inspirational, really, than to step into that calling and to do what we were supposed to do, which is lead our children in righteous living.
Are you seeing at all righteous people coming forward to run for school boards in different parts of the country?
Yeah, you know, I think this last election cycle, we saw a lot of school boards flip. I know locally here in Colorado, or where we are, we've seen a lot of local school boards that parents were frustrated with all of the policies. And truth be told, I think in addition to, you know, a feedback to the school board that we don't like the way you're trying to rewrite history or indoctrinate our children with all these sexual progressive policies, I think there was a lot of pushback as well on the parental control over medical decisions for children. So I think that there, as relates to, you know, masks or vaccines. So I think that there was a lot of pushback, and at least the schools that I've, the school boards that I've been following, I've seen a lot of turnover. And I think that it's at least turnover in the right direction, because it's about giving authority and power back to the parents and not usurping it from them.
In the last couple of years, we've seen the phenomenon develop of the drag queen story hours. And when you see pictures of it, they try to normalize it. But is this one of the things that maybe some of the parents are pushing back against?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that we saw a lot of those in libraries and things like that. But I think that that's true. A lot of parents are not comfortable with the type of comprehensive sexual education that children are being taught. And one of the ways that it's being taught is through, this idea that transgenderism is perfectly fine. And anyone who disagrees is, not on the right side of history, rather than having an understanding that parents are interested in protecting their children from sexual stuff that they don't need to be at 5 years old, 6 years old, they don't need to be exposed to.
Do you think that we're at some sort of tipping point here where truly there could be a huge change as opposed to in the schools, the public schools, as opposed to, maybe 5 years from now, all the rioting or not rioting, but the people being upset and so forth, it's all died down, it's back to apathy, and then unfortunately back to historical revisionism, more gay agenda, promoted, and sex ed, as in sex, S-E-X-X-X-X, ed, et cetera. In other words, It'll be more of the same, and basically this will be an historical blip as opposed to a real change for the good as far as education in America.
I do think it's a tipping point. I think that a lot of parents who had kind of fallen asleep on the job when it comes to paying attention to what was happening in public schools, but to be quite honest with you, also at private schools, parents have had to fight back there as well, or just, withdraw their children altogether and move to a different school. But I do think that it's woke parents up and that they are going to pay attention. How long and how far that lasts is, of course, the ultimate question, but I think that there will be a lot more engaged parents for the foreseeable future, and I hope that their call to stay engaged won't waver.
Okay, we have about a minute and a half left here. When you think about churches, you would think they're part of the solution, and generally they are, generally. But there is a phenomenon now lately where some of the churches are so-called woke, and they're helping to promote what is wrong as opposed to what is right in the culture.
Yeah, that's right. There are some churches like that, and I think that as Christians, we have to be paying attention, and we have to, speak with our feet if the church is not staying biblical to the values that that we find in the Bible, then we have to move on to find a church that will.
One of the things that really blows me away about all this is just the sheer number of young people that are being trained up, mostly, I guess, in the public schools and in the culture at large, to hate America. Well, again, I look at all these people trying to get to America, and then you have all these young people grown up in America, and they hate the country because they've been mistaught.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. We've got to stay engaged. If we want America to stay the America that we knew and loved, that protects religious freedom, that allows free speech, that promotes family values or the importance of the family, we've got to protect it, and we've got to stand up and speak out and remind people about what makes America great, what makes America exceptional, and it's our freedom, and that includes the freedom of religion, that includes the freedom to decide how our children will be educated, and it involves the freedom of speech to allow people to stand up for these things.
Because it seems as if the left just basically wants to train up new social justice warriors. We have 20 seconds left.
That's right. I mean, I do think that there's a worldview indoctrination that they're trying to win over the next generation. Because if you have the hearts and the minds of the next generation, then you have the future of America. Mm. We've got to keep our eyes set on protecting our children and their future.
Nicole Hunt, again, with Focus on the Family, The Daily Citizen is the publication to look for. Thank you so much for being with us. All the best.
Thank you, Jerry.